Attic named Tim. Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Sponsorship. Okay? Is this okay? Okay, cool. I walk around, so this is what I do, and I'm hooked up, so I can walk around. Sponsorship's like the heartbeat of this fellowship, right? And you know what? Listening to our previous speaker, she made me think about some things. Number one, I'm still stuck on that point that our parents are our first sponsors. I can't get past that right now, you know? But it makes a good point because, you know what? I learned so many things like at an early age from my parents, like modeling, you know? You know how you watch them and how they act and do things and stuff like that. And so I guess in some respects, my parents were my first sponsors, you know? But sponsorship is really important part of this fellowship. Sponsorship, I believe, is the cornerstone, you know? It's kind of like what keeps us together. My experience with sponsorship is real varied, and I was thinking about this a little earlier today. I could probably write a little book about the amusing things that have happened to me sponsoring people and my experiences with my sponsors as well. You know what? My sponsor, and it talks about this in our basic text, my sponsor was one of my first most important relationships when I got here. You know, the suggestions that we hear early on, I think, in Narcotics Anonymous, what do we hear? You know, get a home group, get a sponsor, right? You know, and why do we have those suggestions? I think those suggestions were given to me so I got connected. You know, so I got connected. You know, they always told me, stay in the middle so you don't fall off the edge, Tim, you know? And through, like, home group and sponsorship, my initial, like, connection with this fellowship was, like, integrated, you know? My first sponsor, this is how delusionary I was when I got here. I got here by way, I was in an institution, and I first heard the message of Narcotics Anonymous while I was in this institution. And when I got out, you know, they suggested to get to a meeting and get a home group and get a sponsor. And I had, like, all these problems. You know, I had, like, legal problems, and I was, like, really, like, having some big legal problems, if you know what I mean. And I didn't want to, like, go to, I didn't want to have to do any time. And so I met this guy, and he was an attorney. And I talked to this guy, and he seemed like a nice guy. And I heard that he was a good attorney. And so I asked him to be my sponsor, because I needed some, like, free legal advice. You know, my attorney at the time, I know we were paying buco bucks, and I couldn't afford it because I had lost everything, you know. And so I thought maybe this is how this was going to work for me, you know. I'll ask this dude, you know, he'd be my sponsor, and I'll get, like, the legal advice that I need, you know, gratis, you know. I remember we had met one time, and it was in Oxford Center. We were sitting at a table down in that common area, whatever it's called, and I was... He was trying to talk program to me, and I'm trying to talk about my legal problems to him, and we had this, like, miscommunication, if you know what I mean. Needless to say, it didn't really work out very well. But I did eventually learn that the guidance and the stuff that I needed from sponsorship was necessary if I was going to continue to grow along this way. So, got a sponsor, started working with them, you know. And basically, a sponsor is to guide me through the process of recovery, through the steps and traditions of this fellowship. Plain and simple. You know, to share their experience, strength, and hope with me, and to guide me through this process. It's how, you know, I look at it, I look at some of the guys who've been my sponsor and how they've handed, like, some stuff down to me. Like some traditions and some basic stuff that happened along the way. And I'm like, I don't know, I don't know what I am sometimes besides an addict. I like to say I'm a traditionalist. You know, I'm a real purist when it comes to Narcotics Anonymous. I believe in one fellowship, one sponsor, one home group kind of thing, because that's what was taught to me. And when I got clean, My clean date's 11/28 of 88. And when I got clean, there wasn't a whole lot of NA meetings. You know, we were talking on the way out here that the regional meeting list was on like one legal page. You know, now it's a booklet with how many pages? And that was the regional meeting list on one page of paper, you know? That was the regional NA meetings. And today we have so many. When I moved to Greensburg, I had maybe, 6-9 months clean. And some people there went to another fellowship. I didn't feel real comfortable there. It wasn't home, you know? It wasn't home. And so we would travel, and that was good, but it lent to unity. And I remember, like, the guys who were my predecessors telling me, you know what, you don't got to, like, go to those other places. You know, because there's going to come a time that you're going to have to make a decision. You know, and I see that today, and I've told some guys that I've sponsored, we've had some conflicts, but you know what? I'm still a purist because I believe in what I believe in today. And I got to stand for something. And Narcotics Anonymous is the fellowship that saved my life. You know, and I give back freely to NA. And so I dedicated, it came at time that I needed to make a commitment, not to go no place else but NA. And that's what I still continue to, you know, do today. And that's what my sponsor had kind of influenced along the way. You know? And if, I don't know. If I wouldn't have done that, I don't know where I'd be. You know? But I'm here. And that's the main thing. And I'm going to stay here in Narcotics Anonymous. I don't need, you know what? Believe me when I say this, that if I had to go to a fellowship for every, like, thing that I had, I wouldn't have time to live. You know? I'd be going to Gamblers Anonymous, Sex Anonymous, you know, overeat, whatever, because anything to get me out of sight of me. But my sponsors early on helped to guide me in that way. And, you know, my sponsors gave me enough latitude, too, to make my own mistakes that I could learn from. You know, and that's important for me to remember with the guys I sponsor, and there's some of them here today. And you've made some mistakes, probably. I could remember a couple, but you know what? We learn from our mistakes. You know, I'm not powerful enough to keep anybody clean today. You know, all I can do is help guide you along the way and be there. You know, that's the other thing too. I want to be available as a sponsor. You know, my sponsors have been available to me, but they've always said, you know what? It's about attraction. You know, I've been surrounded by a bunch of guys that I've been, you know, attracted because of the way they present themselves. Maybe by their humility, maybe by some things that they've said or whatever, you know. And so, like, they've influenced me to be, to ask them to help me, help guide me in my process of recovery here. You know, on the way up here today, we were talking about some stuff, and we started talking about sponsorship. And new guy, you know, I'm going to put you on, you know, blast here for a minute. Now, he doesn't have a sponsor, so he got a sponsor now, you know. I says, good, that I'll have somebody, I'll have an experience to talk about when I get up here, you know, about our talk on the way up, you know. And all I'm going to be able to do is guide you through the process of recovery. But what I suggested that, like, I'm not the only one, you know, get some numbers of other people because I'm not always available. You know, I'm a busy dude, but I answer my phone when people call, you know. I'm not like one that picks and chooses. You know, I don't pick and choose who's going to ask me to help guide them through the process. You know, it's up to you as an individual to, you know, and just like me, I had to pick the guys who I was going to pick to be my sponsor. You know, I don't want somebody picking them for me. You know, I didn't want them to come to me and say, I want to be your sponsor. You know, today sometimes, you know, and more recently, I guess I need to back up and say that my need for a sponsor has changed over some time, okay? You know, after a while, I still need to have some structure, and I still need some guidance, and I still believe in sponsorship. But my need for a sponsor has changed. And so sometimes I kind of like have been able to, you know, interview my sponsor, I guess you'd say, you know, and find out, like, you know, have a candidate in mind, let's say, you know, and ask this guy, you know, what his philosophy of stuff is and see how I relate to that and how this is going to work out. So that's been an interesting process for me. But, yeah, I'm going to help guide you through the process of recovery, hopefully. You know, it's an honor to be able to help somebody. You know, this is a life and death thing, and I don't take sponsorship lightly. You know, like I say, you know, somebody calls, I don't care if it's, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm going to answer my phone because I don't know what's going to happen on the other end. I've learned to, Larry over there knows that I answer my phone sometimes late at night too. So, you know what? What do you mean? I'm sleep. It's okay. But I do. I answer my phone, you know, because it's a responsibility that I don't take lightly. I don't know what's going to be happening on the other end of the line. And so when I'm available, I need to be available. I can't pick and choose that stuff. And the other thing is, early on, I had the opportunity to sponsor some people. And I think I was overzealous. I had some eagerness. And you, when you get your first sponsees, you're kind of like, I got one. They got me one, you know. And I remember going to my sponsor at the time and asking for some guidance because I didn't know how to do this rule as much as I thought I did, you know. It's not always easy sponsoring some people. But I was able to get the necessary tools and the necessary information, you know, from other guys along the way. The important thing that I need to share is that I've never given up on people, you know, regardless of what happens in their life and the people who, you know, come to me for some guidance. I don't give up on them. Just because they used, I don't throw them to the, you know, I still answer my phone. I'm still there to greet them at the meeting. You know, I don't pass judgment like that because you know what? I never know when someone's going to get this miracle recovery, a chance to like live life the way I've been able to do it. It's not up to me to say when that's going to happen. You know, maybe it's up to the individual and the God that works in their life. And so I've been available. And I've had guys, you know, believe me, when I say this, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to tell you the honest God's truth. That I've had guys in meetings tell me, don't be there for them people. Why aren't you going to learn? Give up on them people. You need to just let them people go. You know? He's never going to get it. You know, that's a bunch of crap. I'm sorry. That's a bunch of crap. Because that's not the truth. And there's some guys in my life today, and there's two guys in particular who I'm thinking of. There's probably more, you know, who have substantial time clean today. And it's not because of me. It's just because I was available. You know, other people were available too. I never give up. You know, it was taught to me never to give up. You know, I'm not supposed to pass the judgment. You know, when we're going to get this. I didn't know when I was going to get it. I had no idea I was going to get this. You know, and the guys that helped me along the way never passed judgment either. They love me unconditionally. I think that's what we're taught here, you know, to love unconditionally. We were talking a little bit before. I was joking with you guys about, you know, what am I supposed to speak about up here, whatever. And I'm going to talk about it now because I feel strongly about it, you know. I was talking to some folks back home. And dude over here has a guy I sponsor for his sponsor. So he's my sponsee's sponsee, right? I'm not his great, great grand sponsor or whatever that is. I'm just a sponsee sponsor, thing or whatever. I can't even follow my own language here, but you know what I'm saying. Follow me here. I feel that, you know, we have this thing called sponsorship family, my sponsorship family, my sponsorship family. And that's all well and good, I guess. But for me, it don't work real well. Because you know what that does to me? That leads to disunity. You know? I see guys, I just heard about some guy who was going to join a home group and had to call his sponsor and talk to his sponsee family to see if he could pick his home group. Huh? Like, we have the individual. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I see some stuff happening. You know, just because it ain't in your... Because your sponsee family don't belong to that home group, you can still make that choice. We have freedom here, right? You know, I got clean and I love the freedom to be about this family incestuous kind of thing all the time. Go out and meet some other people, you know? You know, because really when we look at it, we're all one big family. And that's where the unity is supposed to be, I think. You know, break down the walls. You know, we're not supposed to be separated, I don't think. You know, I don't think. But I see that happening, you know? And people, you know, I learned a long time ago when I was doing step two the first time. And my sponsor, who was Bruce Jay at the time, said to me, "Timmy, I want you to go and find a couple people whose recovery you respect in Narcotics Anonymous and ask them about their process of coming to believe." Well, number one, I'm not sure who I respected in Narcotics Anonymous, first of all. And I had to really it kind of threw me back because I wasn't ready to do this yet, you know. And it's something I still ask some of the guys, you know, it's one of those traditions I still practice. And that happened a number of years ago with me first. But what that did to me and what that helped me to understand is that, you know what, we have a wide range of people here with a whole bunch of different belief systems. You know, so it opened up my eyes to the possibilities that, like, you know what, I can respect your process of coming to believe, even though you're a different faith, and you have a different belief system, and you say different prayers, and all that stuff. You know, that we're not pigeonholed here. That this isn't like just one rigid way. You know, and I see that more and more today because we're such a worldwide fellowship. You know, we continue to grow and expand in different beliefs. And I need to be sensitive and respectful of all that as well. You know, and this one, you know, our diversity, you know, what I'm talking about is the word diversity here. That's our strength, right? You know, because we can all pick and choose whatever we want to believe. And you know what? I can believe, I can take a little bit of what you got, I can take a little bit of what you got, and eclectically form my own kind of opinions too, you know? And we can share those ideas and beliefs with each other. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, there doesn't need to be those barriers. There doesn't need to be those walls. Just because I'm in a family or this, you know, we're all one big family in Narcotics Anonymous. You know? And I feel strongly about that. You know? Because if I was led to believe in just that one family of whatever sponsee thing, I wouldn't have been able to experience the things that I've been able to experience today. You know? And I'm grateful for that. You know? Sponsorship, I don't take control of people, you know. I don't turn my will of my life over to the care of my sponsor. I don't do that kind of stuff, you know. And I hear that stuff happening. It's not what I practice today. You know, my sponsor has allowed me to make some mistakes, and I've learned from those mistakes today. Wow. You know what, it's funny because, maybe not so funny, you know, we have a text now. It's about sponsorship. Has anybody read that? Okay, yeah. It's a book. Hi. How you guys? Good. Good to see you. Yeah. It's a book that I've read the other text, you know. That sponsorship book, it's one of them books. Maybe it's the way it's written. Or maybe it's my brain. Help me out with this. I pick it up and I'll read a little bit of it. It's just like excerpts or something. It's not a book that I can continuously read, right? You know, but it has some good things in it, you know? I think a lot of things, and I got a lot of opinions, and this is just my stuff, believe me. You know, I'm not a representative of this fellowship at all. I'm just here to share a little bit of experience, strength, and hope. But I sometimes seriously think that we should have like an exam. You know, and I probably should have taken that exam, you know? Because, you know what, well, we qualified to be a sponsor, you know. And believe me when I say, the first couple guys I got, I was not qualified, you know. And maybe if there was a checklist and you people were like, you know, checking out my, you know, if I passed or failed this test, maybe I would have been like able to study or brush up or ask you some questions, you know, to like cram about this test. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure how it happens. You know, it used to happen. At least I remember it happening when people would come up to me and so I'd say, let me check with my sponsor. Remember that? You know, let me check. If I can, you know, check with my sponsor first. Let me pray about it. me think about it. Let me check to my, you know, I'll talk to my sponsor if I can take you on as a sponsee. You know? And I think that's the probably the correct spiritual way to do it. You know, I don't know if that always happens anymore. You know? I know it doesn't always happen anymore. You know, I know it doesn't. I'm not a person because I you know, I got a couple of years here, you know, and I'm blessed, you know, to be a member of this fellowship and still be here today. All I got is today. Don't put me on a pedestal. You know, I'm human. I make mistakes. And as you guys know, I'm not the most perfect sponsor, but I try to do the best I can on a daily basis, you know. And the other thing that's so important for me in my process of sponsoring other guys is that they keep me in line. You know, it's hard for me to go over step 11 with Jim over there when I'm not like really practicing step 11. You know, so I need to brush up on that. And you know, I'm being mindful of different things today because I can't be a hypocrite today. I don't want to be a hypocrite today. You know, when I'm sponsoring somebody and we're practicing a step of tradition, I'm going to make sure like I have a little bit of like, you know, knowledge, fresh stuff on it, because I want to be like the best information passer on that I can. You know, and so it keeps me like fresh with all that stuff. You know, thank God for you guys. You know, the guys in my life have helped to keep me here. You know, if I hadn't been connected with the sponsor and other guys in my life, I don't know if I'd still be here today. I don't. I really don't. Unconditionally, you know, I've had people, you know, that I sponsor and my sponsees. You know, it's funny, too. I got a guy who was one of my past sponsors. And sometimes I still go to him, you know, for a lot of guidance. We kind of connected on a level, if you know what I mean. You know how we are with people here. We connect on different levels and stuff. And this guy, we had some good times together. We shared some good things. And he ended up going back out and using, unfortunately. You know, so I needed to, you know, do another search and find somebody else to help guide me through the process at the time. But we stayed connected, you know. And I don't see him as much as I'd like to. But we talk all the time. I talk to him more than I talk to my current sponsor, you know, because there's something there that's a connection, you know. And I don't know what's going on with this relationship, but there's something happening, you know. It doesn't matter. You know, my sponsor asked me one time, how many guys you sponsor? I don't know how many guys I sponsor. I don't, you know. And I said to him, but I sponsor whoever I'm talking to today, you know. And he says, what do you mean? I says, well, you know what? It doesn't really matter, the numbers. I'm not like about that. You know, there's guys I sponsor for real. There's guys I probably sponsor in name only. Or, you know, I don't know. It's up to them, you know. But like, you know what? If you call me and want to talk about like a step or tradition, or if you want to talk to me about something in your personal, you know, recovery, you know what? I may be giving you some guidance. And so I might be sponsoring you today. Imagine that. You know, that's how this is supposed to work, right? You know, like I said earlier, break down the barriers, break down the walls. Just because you're not in my sponsorship family doesn't mean I can contribute to your growth. You know, and that spiritual growth has meant so much to me lately. I spent some time, I was on vacation. I spent some time at some place and met this guy. And he was doing a Step 11 meeting. And there was something about this guy. His name is Tom. And he was chairing this meeting. Thank you. And there was just something about this guy and his wife, B, that I really, really liked, you know. And he had this spirit about him. So I talked to him on the beach later that day. And we made a connection. And he helped me with some, like, Step 11 stuff, some prayer meditation stuff that I kind of was, like, not stuck on, but I needed some, like, some guidance on. You know, and you know what? He's still helping to guide me through this process, even though he's like 3,000 miles away. You know, it's a wonderful thing. You know, I don't want to keep that barrier there, because if I kept that barrier there, I would have said, oh, you know what? I'm never going to see him again. Why even bother asking him? you know, there was a time in my life that I would have thought that. You know, now I need to be more open and more willing to continue to ask for help along the way. You know, just because I've been here doesn't mean I still know everything. You know, I don't, and I still need guidance. And sometimes I get more guidance from the new people in my life, you know, more than anybody. You know, it's about being open and letting that process happen. But sponsorship is truly the cornerstone. Active sponsorship, practicing steps, traditions, the Narcotics Anonymous has, you know, been instrumental in my life. Ah, wow. I've been all over the place, I think. I'm kind of scattered, but I hope that, you know, someone got something. Right? And sponsorship, you know, if you're not sponsored somebody, if you don't have a sponsor, seek somebody to give you some guidance through this whole process. That's how we, like, hand down this traditional stuff, steps and traditions in NA. I'd like to thank the committee, you know, for asking me and call me, you know, whatever. Call me anytime. 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't care. I answer the phone, you know. And it's been an honor to, you know, come and share the, you know, my experience, strength, and hope with you. Thanks.